JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and thanks for joining us. Coming up, a look at the progress of the work along the Elegant Corridor in Montego Bay. Also in our program, a glimpse of Jamaica. Welcome and do stay with us. Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wike McNeil says work on the installation of energy-saving streetlights along Montego Bay's Elegant Corridor is proceeding well, and the project should be completed by the middle of this year. The 8-month project entails the installation of LED lamps along a segment of the North Coast Highway from the Sangster International Airport roundabout to Iberia Star Hotel at Lilliput. It is being financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund at a cost of $248 million. Addressing a special press conference last week at the office of the Prime Minister in Montego Bay, Minister McNeil said the lights are being installed in segments and the intention is to have them in place by May.
At present, trenches are currently being dug, the cables are being laid, and the base pillar for the light poles are being installed in the medians of the roadway from Sea Castles to Sugar Mill. Work will begin shortly on the eastern side of the thoroughfare from Sea Castles to Lilliput.
He says the project will benefit all stakeholders along the thoroughfare, including communities such as Lilliput, Flanker, Barrett Town and Providence, as well as the hotels and other businesses. Meanwhile, Minister McNeil is hailing as a success a recent tourism industry stakeholders consultation at the Half Moon Hotel. He says the discussion session centered on the development of sections of downtown Montego Bay and was attended by a wide cross-section of players in the industry.
We had discussions with the community, including members of the resort board, about the projects that we'll be undertaking here in Montego Bay going forward. It was a very fruitful discussion, and out of it, there are some areas that we're looking at. Specifically, we will be looking at some of the areas covering from Freeport right across town into the Dump Up Beach and onto the Hip Strip, as well as a number of other projects.
The tourism minister says the hope is for some of the projects to be undertaken during the 2015-2016 financial year.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases. 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces are equipped to combat and stop all forms of trafficking, and they won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica. Be wise, open your eyes, spot them, stop them, report them.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
As Jamaica works towards achieving Vision 2030, linkages between industries will be strengthened with a common goal of ensuring quality management and production standards. This will help to create a Jamaica that is the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.gm. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
My name is Oliver. When I was a young boy, I remember I used to have a lot of enjoyment and a lot of time with the bamboo. We used to cut 2 joints of bamboo and use it to make a banjo. But we used to cut out the bamboo strings, cut out little strings in the bamboo, not cutting them off, you know. Cut out little strings in the bamboo. Sometimes we use a nail. We beat out the nail on the stone and make a little knife and cut out the strings in the bamboo. Then we have the bamboo to play up. That time I was very young, you know, to play our own banjo. Pring a 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 pring in. And we all used to dance forever with our bamboo.
You too can share your glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email us at glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. And that brings us to the end of today's program. On behalf of Studio Engineer Andre Soyuz, I'm Casita Irving, thanking you for your company.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.